Blog Talk Radio.
Just Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to your place. I'm Starla, and tonight we'll be sharing with you different kinds of music. As you can tell from the gospel song that just played, gospel music can be fun as well as being used in worship. Many people judge music and say this type or that type is wrong. It has a certain sound to it, and it's wrong. Bill says that Satan is the one that is trying to counterfeit the things of God, and people need to quit judging. As a boy, Bill remembers when people did not like the new sound of gospel that people like the Rambos and Andre Crouch came out with. What is happening here? Why do people like one style over another? I guess the same reason some people like their steak rare and some people like it well done. Because we're all made different. What some music speaks to one person's faith and heart may not be the same as it is for another. When Bill started putting this show together, the plan was to share music from different times in history. What Bill figured out real fast is that he had about 3 hours of songs to share. So he had to shrink this down to songs that moved him and he hopes moves you. Relax and enjoy as Bill brings you these songs. Worship God in the songs that you feel. You can go to our Facebook page, Your Place, and see the video clips that was found for these songs to include the ones that we did not play for you tonight. We hope you enjoy this show tonight. And now, without further ado, here's our host, Wild Bill.
Hello, Starla.
Hello, how are
Hello?
You?
Pretty good. I can see my writing is still not improved much. You're still having trouble with I tried to put it, I don't know, different.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's getting there.
Last week, we mentioned something I did want to cover this week, where we're talking about praise and worship, and, you know, we made it sound like, a performance-type thing. But I don't want to play the other side of that to say that we don't believe in those things. When you're looking at things like praise and worship and fasting and different things like that in the Word, we're not doing those things to move God. We're doing those things to move us into a position to where God can work through us. And so that's part of what this whole process is. And I really enjoy that song with Keith Green there because it kind of, you know, paints in a different perspective about those mumbling, crumbling people out there in the wilderness. But it is true, you know, it seems like with different ages, different people, there's certain music like, oh, that's of the devil, I don't think that's right and everything. And they don't really take time to listen to the message that goes along with the song. Anyone's got any comments they want to interrupt during any of this, they can just, you know, be sure and raise a hand and Starla will let me know. But I'm going to bring you another song right here. This is from one of my favorite people that kind of took a new way of looking at music, and his philosophy is to, you know, put out the name of Jesus and God will draw all men to him. It's not for us to try to hammer people with one thought or thought process. And he uses music to do this. And I don't know about you, but music moves me more than just about anything else, you know, other than something with a family or something like that. So y'all hang on with us here. Here comes our next song.
For the 6 o'clock news. Today, June 25th, 1962, the Supreme Court has ruled that school prayer and Bible reading will cease in all public school systems. It is now official, God has been removed from the classroom in the United States of America.
Thank you.
Well, that was a little bit different song, but the message is very clear on what they're saying there about, you know, standing up and filling in the gap. It makes it very clear some of the things that's happened, you know, with our nation is the way we have changed things in our schools, and it's got a little bit, you know, harder guitar lick to it than probably most people would care to hear. And to kind of break from that just a little bit, we got another song here that's going way back to the original Carter family, you know, just showing some of the different areas of where gospel music has been and some of the things where it's going. To me, and and my children, this next song would almost be like torture to be forced to sit and listen to this very long, where the song I just played would probably be the same for some other people. So here comes the Carter family.
Too young or I'm too old, and I can't. I'll cherish the old road. fill my trophies. At last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. It's shame and reproach gladly bear. Call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross until my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a. that I get where I'm going. On the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane. Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will share the sins and struggles I have carried all these years. And I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step. And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left.
I don't know about you, but there's something about when you can take music and you're not trying to judge the format where it's coming from. You're not trying to dissect the people who are singing the songs and the things about their life. And you just use that to get yourself in tune with God. And I don't know what you're feeling right now and what your thought process is on this, but I tell you, you get to just, it don't matter if it's someone new singing the old hymns or just whatever it is, when you just really think about the message of the songs. In this world today, there's so much garbage out there. We talk about programming the computer. It's garbage in and garbage out. When we take the time to put these things into our mind and dwell on these things, well, just to realize that this is not my home. I'm just a passing through. And there's all these promises that's laid up for us and everything. If we just stop and get out of this thing of always having to fix everybody else or having to control what's going on with the music. And the reason I played several songs right there together was to just get my voice out of the way so everyone could just, everyone has different memories and different thoughts that music locks into and it can bring out of you so that we can have that emotional response when we're dealing with an emotional God. He's not just like a stick figure or a cardboard cutout up there that has all this power and everything. He's moved by the things that's going on in our life. We're made in the image of God. You know, David was the person that was after God's own heart, and he wrote the Psalms. I mean, those were songs. He was singing those things. It wasn't something that he just quoted a little screen or wrote a little scripture here and there. And, I don't want this to be just my thoughts on this, but, Starla, what do you feel when you hear different kinds of music? I know when Carmen first came out, that was not one of our favorite things, and the more we listened to the words, all of a sudden it kind of got to growing on us. But I'd like to hear your thoughts on this.
Well, I also love music, but the different kinds of music that moves me is just depends a lot on what's going on in my life, where I'm at spiritually. But I don't know, it seems like the old hymns, they're the greatest. There's nothing that's better than that to me.
Yeah, I like the hymns, but I don't know, something, I think it has to do with the language. Of course, you and I both like different types of music. We talk about that all the time. I was really shocked today. The old gospel song, I Saw the Light. Does anyone know who wrote that song originally? Starla does, because I've told her today. Tell everybody, Starla, who wrote that song?
Well, I don't remember what you told me. Oh, Johnny Cash.
Nope.
No, that was the other one.
Hank Williams. Hank, yeah. Of all the people, I would have never believed that was possible, that not just did he, a lot of country singers and rock singers and things, or, you know, whatever their format is, sings gospel songs, but I was amazed to find out he wrote that. And that song that we played here a while back with, There Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down, Johnny Cash actually wrote that song. And then he, on his last album after his wife died, you know, that was, you know, he had that, the newer version of that, which was him with his older voice singing that song. But I don't know. It's to me, it seems like music can help you, you know, get into praise and worship. But you're right, it does connect with what's going on in your life at the time. Of course, I'm one of those strange people that my mind and my heart's like a record. And if you put something in a certain groove, everything that's there that's been programmed in there all comes back. And I know from what Starla tells me and other people that I'm a little unusual in that way. Actually, I think that's more of a man thing than a woman thing. But does anyone else have anything they'd like to share? I'm going to bring some other songs up here that I feel like kind of goes into praise a little bit more. But there again, they're also of a different format too. So does anyone have their hand up, Starla, anything they want to share? They're probably
not
all
right,
shocked that we didn't have a Halloween show again this year, but I was just kind of burned out on the Halloween theme.
Blog Talk Mom, how are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Wow,
good,
I love those songs. That, I like what you said, too, and you too, Wild Bill, about it really has a whole lot to do with what's going on in your life, what songs are going to, it's really hard to dance to Amazing Grace. And then there's other times Amazing Grace is just exactly what you need to hear. But that, this was good. You don't want to know which one was my favorite so far?
Oh, Rugged Cross?
Nope.
I Can Pray?
Yes, that was beautiful. Who wrote that? I mean, who sang that?
It's the Dove Trio.
Oh, that was awesome. That was so good. I really, really enjoyed
all these
that.
Songs are on my Facebook page, Your Place, and the videos with them nearly, including the ones with Hank Williams on the old, whatever that show was they used to play, the opera show. Anyway, it's got all those people singing I Saw the Light, and then I was just shocked to find out that he actually was the one who wrote that song. So, yeah, that's a powerful song. It really is.
Yes, it is, and he was going through a tremendous breakthrough spiritually when he wrote that song. It's been years and years since I read about it, but that's very interesting.
Well, did you have anything else on that? I got a couple more I'm going to throw out there at you guys, and hopefully you didn't mind us not having a Halloween show again this year.
I think you're cute.
We're
not
try.
Very funny, but other than that, you're really cute. No, I'm just playing. But this is a grand idea. Our pastor has, every once in a while, she'll have everybody raise your hand if you like gospel, I mean, like country gospel, and everybody raise your hand if you like contemporary. And, you know, all the different people will, like this past Sunday, so she had, we had like a super Sunday, and everybody sang every kind of style of music you could, everything from just like what you're doing. And it's interesting how it God moves through whatever. If people will worship and just get their mind on Him, it's very, very interesting. I'm enjoying this a lot. So I'll get out of the way and let you go ahead and finish up.
Well, Bill,
all right, well, here comes
caller.
Another. I'm sorry?
We have another caller, Sister Kaiser.
Okay.
How are you?
Well, I'm just doing well, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. How are you? Well,
I am not offended at all, but you did not have a Halloween presentation. In fact, I'm not. You didn't. It didn't offend me one bit. One hour. So this is much better than that. And thank you for doing it. But I also have a question, if I may.
Please.
I really appreciated that the missionary that had that came by your church, but I was wondering if I could somebody get a copy of that sermon.
Yeah, you can actually go to the Blog Talk page and you can actually download it to an iPod or whatever from our site. Any shows we have all the way back there, all there in the archives.
I don't have a computer and I don't have the printer and I don't have...
I'll get you a copy and send it to you.
That is all. I'll be glad to pay you for it, just all.
Oh, don't worry about it.
It was awesome. I've been trying to tell some people about it. And listen, folks, we still got work to do. I just came back from the jail and was about 5 minutes late getting in the door. And people are bound up and all, with all kinds of things. But this one lady, I know it's playing on your subject, but this one lady she came and sat down where I was sitting. And she says, I need help. And she's been on drugs. She's not on high. But it's some kind of offense that she was into. Long story short, she is died in the wool Catholic. And she told me lots of things tonight. And I mean, this lady needs deliverance from the top of Rome to down to her home. I'm talking about, it's almost like another Sister Charlotte case. And she's frightened for her life. So just remember that lady.
All right. Well, I think his next song might kind of fit in with that. It's someone who used to do a lot of little humor songs back in the day. As Rhonda used to say, I keep forgetting the 70s and 80s was a long time ago, but this was something from the late 70s. So hope you enjoy.
You know, a lot of people are complaining about what's wrong in America.
We blame the schools. We blame the music. We blame the TV.
We blame the movies, the video games. We blame the politicians.
We blame our neighbors, the system, the courts, and each other.
Everybody's coming out of every kind of closet you can name.
You've got this group and that group coming out.
Maybe the church has been asleep.
Maybe the church is part to blame.
Hey, church, when you coming out?
Thank you. Tabernacled here for 40 days. It was nearing the time that he must go back to the Father, and the Bible gives us to know that one day, out on a lonely hill with 11 disciples standing around him, no doubt one of the disciples said, "Lord, must you go?" Jesus said, "If I go, not the comfort will not come, but in the meantime, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. But I want you to go here, therefore, and teach our nation. I want you to baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to obey all things. Go,
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 go, ye back,
go out,
teach all nations. Go, go,
go.
Baptizing
them in the name.
We're getting down to the end of the show here. That was one of my favorite songs of all of them. If you got something that's binding you, I recommend that everyone just shake yourself loose, let go, and let God have his way in your life, and just stand on those promises, because I tell you what, they're real. And what do you think about that song right there, Blog Talk Mom?
I think it's wonderful. If we would just stand on the promises of God, we can't ever fail. Because they won't bend, break, or disappear. They're always there. That's good.
And we just seem to forget sometimes, you know, we've already, you know, God's already won the battle. He's already done his part. You know, like the song said there, he's given us the keys. You know, we talk about he gave them to Peter. Well, Peter gave them on to us. It wasn't one of those things that was hidden. You know, it wasn't done in a dark corner somewhere. It was presented for his New Testament church to take advantage of those things. And I tell you what, stuff like that just really, of course, I went to a church where Sister Mary Hannah, she could let rip loose some of the songs like that. And I tell you, it's one of those things, you know, I've said before, whenever I used to picture Samson where it talked about he shook himself, I always kind of got a picture in my mind that he had certain things going through his mind on the promises of God and the vow that he made. And with me, it was always, you know, when I was away from church, I would just lock into Sister Mary going from hymn to, or not, actually it wasn't hymns, just going from song to song to song. And I tell you what, when you get to lock in on those things, it changes things inside of you. It puts you in that position, it's like we were talking about before. Praise doesn't move God. It moves us in a position where God wants us to be, where he can do what he wants to in our life. Fasting doesn't give us any more power to cast out demons or to pray for the sick. God had already given the disciples those things, but he let them know that some only come out with prayer and fasting because the disciples had to be moved, not because God had to be moved. And that's the thing that we have to realize, and when we're dealing with things that are a spiritual nature, that we are flesh and bone, and our flesh gets in the way. And sometimes we have to do things that it doesn't like to show it, it's not the boss, it's not in control, because it's so simple to make it to where it's a me or I thing instead of it being a God thing. And it's just our human nature to want to do that. God knows that. That's why he set up all these things for us in his word. Did you have anything else for us here, Blog Talk Mom? We're at the end of the show here.
Well, I needed to hear what you just said when you were talking about why we fast and why we pray and why we stand on the promises. It's not that we're trying to, and I know that. I know we don't have to coerce God, but I'm approaching the meeting that I've been asked to speak at this weekend, and I've been going through several things and fasting. And, you know, when you said that, it was like the Lord just spoke to me. He said, you know, I was there all the time. You just need to get a few things in place, and I'm helping you. So that helped me a lot. That was really good. I enjoy your program, Wild Bill.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
It's a sacrifice.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Pardon?
I said I didn't mean to interrupt you there. My timing was explicit. Every time you started to talk, I talk at the same time. So But I do appreciate all the people that take time to listen to this show and everything, and I hope that, you know, some of the songs were there that, you know, you would enjoy. And I'd like for everyone, that, you know, there's a lot more. I have some songs from actually going back to A.A. Allen, where in one of his services was, and it was videotaped in black and white. It's going way on back there, was singing God's Not Dead in one of their services. And, you know, this is not something new. The things that, you know, just like the things in this world, there is nothing new created under the sun. But the difference is where Satan has to just keep repeating his same old thing over and over and over, God creates new life in new people every day when I say yes to him. And that's something that Satan can't do. That's not in his bag of tricks that he has. He cannot give new life to people that were lost. He can't change a life like this one that was in jail where everything is going wrong and things are going down. But God can come on the scene and put new life there to make it a new creature, to do new works, and to be a blessing to others in the process. And I'm just so glad that we serve a God like that. Well, we ran past the show tonight. I appreciate all of you for being here. Hope you come back with us next week. God bless each and every one of you. And remember, shake that stuff loose that's binding you from being close to God, and just cling to him, and everything will be all right. God bless you. You have a good night.